Okay, we're holding over here in Simitov Ayin Bay. So we began yesterday with the dinim of the preparations for the Seder, that the table has to be prepared in order to be able to start the Seder right away, kishetechshach, which means thereby seisekachavim. Now, you do find Sfaradim davening earlier so that they'll be home at the time ready to start. Ashkenazim, most Ashkenazim daven at the Zman. And that's a Mishmuz Mashmo of Yosef Kadim Beis. Just Leilach take of the base, so don't waste time schmoozing afterwards.
Not only going to get it first, though. Because it's the second, but you can't prepare because
then it's. Well, as much as possible, you should try to do that before Pesach, that you'll be able to start the second set right away. You're right. As much as possible. Okay, now we spoke about the. The mitzvah of setting the table up nicely. That should be on with a hider, like nice kelim. And the Ma'aril used to even bring out the mashkoinis of the goyim. And there's a chiddush brought down in the different baiskim that the Ma'aril held that you can even use it the night of Pesach, which is a separate discussion, more of a yeridic discussion. Some want to say that's another reason for why we clean the houses, we scrub the walls, we wash the curtains, so that it should look kingly, look cheres, look nice, and all that. Akobarim said that's if beis yisad shulchan yofa became noyim kfi koychai v'yachin mokem meshava sheyesha baseba derachemis. So there's a mitzvah to seba over here. It's a mitzvah that to lean, and the idea of the mitzvah seba is. Derechemis. The Ramah says Haga. I feel ani shein lekarim yeshiv al safsul. Even ani who has no pillows, still you should sit on a stool. Siv gimel kishu meisiv layata al gabay. You shouldn't lean on his back, but al panav on his front, but al yimina el al smaylan. Should be leaning on his left. Veichli ben itzal acher. There's different reasons to why we lean on the left, and one of the nafkaminas is a lefty. The Ramah is paskening that a lefty also leans on his left. Okay, so let's discuss Haseba. What are we doing by Haseba? So the Rambam starts off in Perek Zayin Halacha Vav. B'chol dar v'dar chai v'adam laharis es atzmei kilu hu ba'atzmei yata atzmei shiva mitzrayim. There's a chiv on every person to Laharis Zatzmai, to see himself, Ki'ilu, he himself now left the Shibra Mitzrayim. Shenema v'yisonu ha'itzi misham. V'aldov v'zatziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Toyra, v'zacharta ki ever yisa, that the Torah was mitzavah to remember that you were an ever, klem ki'ilu ata ba'atzmcha ha'yisa ever, v'yotza l'cheres v'niftes. So in Halach above, the Rambam is saying for us, the goal of the night is to accomplish the feeling of that I myself was the Eved and I left Mitzrayim. Halacha Zayin, Lefichach, says Rambam, therefore, Kishesoyed Adam B'layla Zeh, Tzach Lecha V'lishtois V'umesiv Derecheres. First has to eat and drink, and do a Seba Derecheres. So there are those that learn that Be'etzem Minat Torah is a mitzvah to do Pulais, to do different pulais that show laharis is atzmai that you left Mitzrayim and you went to Cheres. What exactly are the protea mitzvahs? So that Chazal gave us, the Chazal defined for us what are the protea mitzvahs. Chaseh Chazal Haseba, Seh Chazal Dal Koisais. But perhaps it's all a chelik of the mitzvah of laharis is atzmai, the mitzvah of Haseba. However, In the Paiskim, they're dining up whether the mitzvah Haseba is the mitzvah by itself, just Chazal Koivei at the time when you be mekayim the other mitzvahs, or the mitzvah Haseba is connected, it's part, it's a chelik of the mitzvah Zachila and mitzvah of Shtia. And if you didn't do Haseba, so you weren't mekayim the mitzvah Matzah, you were not mekayim the mitzvah Dal Koisis. But okay, that's a discussion by itself. That's in the rate. The Gemara tells us that matzah needs a seba zech legula, and then there's dal kaisis. Two of the dal kaisis need Haseba. Machlaik is in the Gemara, which two? Is it the first two or the last two? And we paskin all four. All four need Haseba. We do Haseba by all of them. Now the Rambam continues in Halacha Ches, right? I read to you the Rambam Halacha Vav, Halacha Zayin. The Rambam Halacha Ches says, "V'shach chilasei v'shetiyasei im heisiv arizim shubach." And even the rest of the achila and shtiyas, not just what you're eating matzah and drinking the dalu koyseis, if shulchan aruch, you do what a seba harizim shubach. And again, over here, also the Biskov wants to be medayik that you see from here. There's a separate mitzvah of aseba aside from the mitzvah of dal koyseis. It's not just a chelik of the mitzvah of dal koyseis. The yechidus matzah is another mitzvah of aseba. You have to know how it stems because the Rama himself brings this din down in Siv Zayin. In Siv Zayin, Rama brings it down. Lechatchila Yosef kol seuda. But at the end of the day, the kavana a person is having with Haseda is both nekudas. Either it's a tenai in the, doing the mitzvah itself, this is to fulfill the mitzvah matzah correctly, or this of the dal koyseis is with Haseba, and also there's a general din over here of feeling chayrus, like the Rambam began with, chayv adam laharis es atzmai, kilu hu yotzim im mitzrayim. And it's coming off the second din that the Rambam and the Rama bring this din down that there's a din aseba harizem shuvach even by the other cases. Now, in Siv Dalid, the Rama quotes the Rav Yah, the Shita Rav Yah. What's the Shita Rav Yah? Achloi nagu lahasev ki samchu al divrei Rav Yah. Women are not knowing to do aseba because they're soimach on the Shita Rav Yah. The cause of the Zman Hazeh in Lhasim. That Rav Yah writes that Bizman Hazeh, we do not do Haseba. Now this Rav Yah is taka brought down in many Paiskim. It's brought down in Paiskim, the Shita of the Rav Yah, that Bizman Hazeh, Haseba, one does not need to do Haseba. And there's different, there's a Chiluk Yedeis, if Rav Yah is saying that you're not allowed to do Haseba, because Bizman Hazeh, since we don't do Haseba, so therefore, you're not allowed to do a seba, or the Rav Yah is just saying, you don't need to do a seba. If someone did a seba, it's not going to be ma'akev in the mitzvah. Different diukim in different paiskim. What? What is this man hazeh? The achloi nagel asif ki samcha, the bizman hazeh in lasif. We don't do, you do a seba when you eat, I don't. I'm saying bizman hazeh, we're not allowed to do a seba, so what? So we don't do a seba. Bizman HaGemara, you see it in Mishnayis and Brachis, the whole din of an Haseba. Could be I can't be mighty someone unless we're doing Haseba. That was how they sat down to the table together. Akobanim, so this is the Sheet of the Rav Yah that's brought down over here. Now, what's the Svara not like the Rav Yah? And that's what Rav Yah is saying is that since nowadays we don't sit with Haseba, So what are we doing it for? What was the show? Where's the lefichach of the Rambam over here? Where's the cheres of it? So there are those that want to learn. It's the takonas chacham, like we mentioned earlier. Part of the takonas chazal of dal koyseis achilas matzah is with haseba, do haseba, or different nusach. Since bizmanom derech cheres was haseba, so chazal were misaking the Mishnah is how to be knowing by the Seder, the Masakin, Haseba, and that remained, even though nowadays we don't do Haseba. The Aruch HaShulchan says something very interesting in Sif Gimel. He says the reason for the mitzvah is because we want to do Shinuyim, in order to show the children that we're doing different things, so that they should ask, or that they should wonder, there's something different about tonight. So it's a shinoi. But what's important is, and this everyone has to realize, that at the end of the day, we need to fear cheres. So aseba and aseba is there for cheres. So even though we're still doing it, but still a person has to figure out the position that he could be in, that he feels comfortable. He has to feel comfortable. has to feel comfortable when he's drinking the yayin, eating the matzah. It can't be that he's feeling shibud instead of cheres. So how do you do cheres? How does one do hasid? So if we take a look at the Mishnah seems to be a little complicated. Mishnah says as if got in zayin ratzalayma roishay mutal sad small. His head is tilted to the left. Al hamita. His head is tilted to the left on the bed. Oyal safso. The karim tachas roishay and his pillows on his head. Eitzel ashulchan. Zayin in the Sharetzion. He quotes Rashi. Now Rashi is in three different places. There's the Rashi in Brachas, Rashi in Pesachim, Rashi in Sukkah. If you take a look over there in the Rashis in the different places and the other place going to discuss the Seba, the Chayra, the Mishmur doesn't mean just that you're moving your head. It's your head with your guf. And the way to do it properly, Reb Chaim was medayik also that the table should be involved, that you don't just do it. You have to be with them. So the way to do it is if there's enough room. So you have your chair, you tilt your chair on if you put your chair on a slant like this. So either you have pillows over there or even without pillows. But if you're leaning to your left on the table like this, you can put your hand by your head, or you're leaning onto the table like this, it should be pretty much comfortable and doable, and you make kind of a seva.
Where's
the
pillow?
Pillow is over here, so then the computer even have to put your hand on the table, but that's the key of the shulchan, that's it.
If you uncomfortable, as well.
If you do it uncomfortable, then you're not making kind of the whole mitzvah of the night, then you have to drink it over anyway, so you're not doing anything. Noshim already. Noshim, it says over here that Noshim Chashuvos do it. Now, the question is, what's the minig? So, by Sfardim, there are some, first of all, what's called Chashuvos? So, that's damn interesting. If you look at the place in the Rabbeinu Menoyach on the Rambam, he writes, Ishein etzich ha-seibel, if ishe kfufa le-baila, ve-imosay aleha, ve-indarka le-hasi. Okay. Either she doesn't have a husband and she's the Gveret Habayis, so she needs a Seva. Inami, she chashuva v'fnei Hashem. Chashuva means in front of Hashem. Isha yiras Hashem. Bas gedoyle hador koylele shivche isha schayel. V'zoyse isha imnina metziosa. Afa b'sheish labal tzricha Seva. Inami, another pshat. So she's part of a say, but like a tour of Asay, she's my grandma. But Isha Chashuva, that's a Vadim Shivchais, taking care of the food and all that. And he or Shev's the Katadra, like the Mishnah Ksuba says, she's sitting on the throne, then she needs a say. Akabanim, the general meaning by Ashkenaz, as far as I know, is that the women are Samech on the Rav Yah, even though the men are not, the women are Samech on the Rav Yah, and they do not do a Seba. But if she feels that she's chashuvah and she wants to do haseva, she could do haseva. Which is also interesting that we make this split that men do and women don't. So I'm stumped for these other reasons of emosay al abayla and all that. We're taking it. That's the halacha l'maaseh. Now. Yeah. We didn't get there yet. That's so far all I read was Sif Gimel, Dalet, right? We'll get there. Okay. Sif Hey, Ben Eitzel Aviv, Sarach HaSeba. So a son by the father needs HaSeba, Afilu Rabbi Movik, even if it's Rabbi Movik. Talmud Lefnei Rabbi, ain't Sarach HaSeba, Afilu Rabbi Movik. El Ken Yitin Loi Rabbi Rishos, unless his Rebbe gives him Rishos. The Chayr, the Rebbe should not give Rishos. Why? Because once we have a massive Machlekes over here. And Machlekes Rishayim, the Rav Yah and the other Rishayim, if there is a Din HaSeba. So according to some Rishayim, according to Rav Yah, you're not Yaitz in the Mitzvah if you do HaSeba. So if the Rabbi doesn't give you Rishos to do HaSeba, So you owe it to the Kuli Alma. So you're better off if the rabbi does not give you rishis. What?
You're not yoytah seva.
But I'm not chayiv in the same. Say that. But it's a suffix. If I do a seva, it's a suffix. I'm getting involved in machleis yushayinim. If I'm mekayim the mitzvah. It's like this, I'm for sure mekayim the mitzvah. No? No, I'm asking? What?
Yeah,
it could be. Okay. So that's that. It says the Fnei Rabbi is even if you only learn one halacha or a Shir Mesuyim or a Shir Chashev. Okay, so, and also the sfeik is how to do the Haseba in a comfortable way and all that. You know, you get involved in a lot of like sfeikas. So, okay. Zion. Call me Shitzar Haseba. What happened to Yaakov? Oh. Because this is what he wanted to know. Kol mi shetzarech haseba im ochel ha-shasa b'lei haseba, if he ate or drank without haseba, lo yotze. This is the machab. Tzach lachzot lechov lishtes haseba. Now he has to go and eat over with haseba. Comes on the Ramah. V'yesh ayimim, this is for you, Yaakov. V'yesh ayimim. The bizman hazeh dein derech lahasev kedai hu rav yoldes smechala. Whoa, now comes along the Ramah, he says, you know something? Bizman hazeh, that's not the derech to be meisiv. Kedai hu rav yoldes smechala, she bidyevet yotze b'le haseba. Bidyevet yotze without haseba. Venerally, im la shasa kai shlishi or revi b'haseba, says Ramah, if it's the third kais or the fourth kais that you drink without haseba, ain't lachs of lishlis ba'aseba. Then you should not go and drink again. The yesh b'chshash shenir k'mayis v'al k'ayses. Avo b'shnei k'ayis yushoynes, yach z'v'yishte b'lei bracha. Meaning, the shita z'ramah is that anytime I need to make a bracha on the k'ayis that I'm going to be drinking now, the second, if I'll need to be making a bracha on the new k'ayis that I'm drinking, there's a chash of nira kamois of al koises. So therefore, after the third kais and after the fourth kais, where if you would want to drink another kais, you would have to make a bracha because not the derech. No one drinks wine after they drank the wine No one drinks more wine after they drink the wine after benching. So if you would now decide to drink more wine, you have to make a new bracha. So that's my nira kamois of al koises. After the fourth kais, also, who's drinking more wine? So if you would need to drink more wine, you would have to make a bracha. Nira kamayis of al kais.
You can make a new bracha if you didn't drink the kais without a seba. You can make a new bracha.
That's right. If I drink the kais without a seba, and now I decide to drink, even if I drink it with a seba, and if I would decide to drink wine, I would have to make a bracha. There's no, it's not the derech to drink more wine. So there's an automatic answer chadas. So now if I did not do a Seber, and Chazal will tell you to do another Kais, you have to make a bracha. So for that, we're Samechan Rav Yoh. In other words, Ramah is saying, we're going to use Rav Yoh l'chumra, not l'hakka. We're not going to be Samechan Rav Yoh to patter you from a Seber, but when we're going to run into a problem of Nirikamayis of a Kais, then we'll be patter. Comes on the Mishnah Brura, in Sifkat Chav Aleph, says the Mishnah Brura, but according to our meaning, we'll get there. But according to our meaning, that even between the first kais and the second kais, also we do not drink. So come out that if I decide to drink, if let's say I would decide to drink wine between the first and second kais, I would have to make a bracha. Like us Ashkenazim, we make a bracha on the second kais. Sfaradim don't. But we make a bracha on the second course, which we'll discuss why. There are many reasons why we do. One reason is because there's a hefsik. But heavy like a nimlach. Vim shaisa tzarech levarech. So it comes out, says the Mishbura, so according to our minig, that we would have to make a bracha on drinking between the first kais and the second kais. So then it will come out that if you forget to do a seba by the first kais, would you have to drink another kais? No, because again you have the problem. So that's what Mishra is saying, that for us, we run into the same problem after the first kais. Therefore, the Mishra brings the shame that I'm not going to have rum. Voice of Oidul Fiza Fil Ben Rishon the Shani Ain Kedai Shi Yachza Vishta the Chimishim Varkal near Kemais of Oid Kaisal Kaisais Vlachain La Yachza Vishta Vismay Hadas Avio Ezri Kemai Bekaisis Achrainais Umi Shach of Lays of Bekais Shani. What about by the second Kais? Second Kais Yachza Vishta Baseba Beli Bracha Heavy Lake in Nimlach Sharigam Sechasuda. But by the second kais, then you would have to drink again. This is important. The interesting thing, the Magen Avraham says, that before you drink the first kais, have in mind that if I'll need to drink another kais, so then the bracha that I make on the first kais should patter that kais. Then what happened? The guy forgot to do a seba. Right? He's having in mind that in case I'm going to have to redo my kais, the bracha on the first kais should patter the wine that we're going to drink in the second kais. And then he goes ahead and Taka has to drink a second kais. Okay. Religious may kais or shais. But really it's including more than that, as we'll discuss when we get later on. In case you want to drink during the maggid, v'ad zefili yitav yishne kais rishim liyaseva yachalish this kais achavaseva obli brach v'lehi nirakim oisivs. So bottom line is, someone forgot to do a seva by the dal kaisis. Third kais and fourth kais, you do not drink again. First kais is totally if you had kavanah b'shas kiddush that the brach of kiddush shapater any wine that I'll need to drink during maggid. Second kais, yachzav yishta. That's what comes out over here from this. The Shartzin says in Islam base says and this eitzah that making the tanai before the first kais is not gonna help you for the third and fourth kais. Lemani eitzah zugam ben kais shlishi l'rvi speaks about it. Okay. Now the Bi'ar Locha says something interesting. The Bi'ar Locha the Bi'ar Masko ain lachzav lishtois. On the bottom, Kosev Derech Chaim, the Davka Lachzo Lamalis Kais Acher. When is there a problem of Nir Kemaisav Al Kaisai? So we said only if I'm going to have to make a new bracha. That's only if I had a Kais of Yayin in front of me. I make Kiddush on Yayin, or Bechasa Mazin on a cup of wine, and I drank the whole cup. You only drink half the cup, Vinisha by share, and there's still another revius left in there, and then you remember, oops, I didn't drink what I drank the first revius without a seba. In this if it's before you started halal or the rest of the agada, so you were not Masih Das yet from drinking the rest of the kais, so then you should drink the rest with a seba without a bracha. The lehavi kemaisim from the kais echad yachalish this kamapam. You can drink many times from the same kais. And mustami, your das is that if I want to drink a little more, I'll drink a little more until I start the halal. But once, avalim hischa lay mahalo shar gada, then already it's nimlach. If you can want to drink the rest of the kais, you can have to make a new bracha, so then it's heavy kemaisim. So that's what he brings up from the Derech Chaim, that there still will be. Now, what happens by matzah? So by matzah, the Rama says, Ochal matzah. If someone ate matzah without a seba, so it says here, I'm saying the Mechav says, Ochal oishasab lo yaseba, so lo yatzah. So the Mishmur in Sifka the Chavbeis, writes, V'chein b'achiz matzah, haino she yachzav yachal kezayis matzah, u b'loi bracha, without a bracha. right? If let's say ate achil moitzi matzah without a seba, so eat again without a bracha. It's all part of the suda. Miu b'afi koymin im shachach lo achle b'aseba. If you forget to eat it with a seba, lo yachzev yechlenu. There's an issa to eat afikoymim twice. So by haseba, over there, you don't eat twice. Now, let's take a look at the bir halacha for a moment. The bir halacha, divir maskol, lo yotza. The bir halacha says, it's back on the other page. Near the das of mechave, im goma kol asuda. You finish the suda, uberich bechas hamazayin, v'achkach nizkish lohoi ba'aseba, tzach lachzol levar chamoitzi, koin ten mechaber, that doesn't go with Rav Yoh. V'alachidas matzah, you're going to have to make again hamoitzi n'alachidas matzah. Mashenkin liyesh oimrim d'ramah, ain't tzach lachzol levar chalachidas matzah. U'pashit after l'chatzchil mitzvah lachos shnei zeisim ba'aseba, v'yebidyev it's one zeis is enough. Okay. Now there's an interesting stira in the Mishnah Brura, which over here we read in Tafayi Beis Sifkat Chav Beis, the Mishnah Brura said. That by afikaymin, if you forget to eat it, when I say ba la yachzev yechlena, da also lechol shnei pam afikaymin. Now if you take a look in Tafayi Zayin. Sifkat and Dalit. Tav Ayin Zayin Sifkat and Dalit. The Sifkat and Dalit. Mishmur says, so we have story about the din of Afikoymin. It says, you should eat Afikoymin with Haseba. But B'dyevet, im shochach v'ochle b'le Haseba. Ein tzorg lachza v'lechol im kosha olav achila. If it's hard for you to eat it, then you don't need to. That's mashma. That if it's not kashalav, then you should eat it again. I ain't no if you got him 2 times. What?
Should we eat like one piece of matzah that
if
you have enough left?
And so what's he doing with the vine
base? You finished.
Finished what?
Finish you don't have any more matzah.
Oh, so
it's you get more matzah.
Doesn't
sound
similar
right. To what he says about the wine.
No, but if it's a din.
Could be that you could eat more than a
gazayat. Yeah, you could perhaps, but it's not mashmal. So Michas Yitzchik has a nice tshuva about this, a chel tesim in Mevav, and he more or less blives with the tzachir. At the end, he ends off, he says, "Vin ta'ayin b'zeh v'tim se'ezi yishuv v'divya mishbur ma'toy v'manoy." But Rav Moshe has a tshuva, and Rav Moshe wants to be miyashiv the mishbura. He says, it says Nira that in Tav Ayin Zayin we're talking about Kishadayin who koydim berchas amazon. Gam koydim shenato yodav leom ahavlam v'nivrach. You didn't finish the suda. So similar to what you're saying, we could be still nimshach. So the shavada rashi lachom matzah fila harba zaysin lafikayim. You could eat like Aaron said. You could eat many kizaysin for the afikayim. So you still could do more. Over simin Tav Ayin Beis Ayin Mishmura acha berchas amazon. Sha'av kishid niska koydim berchas bar priya gafin al kashlishi. Even if you didn't drink the kashlishi yet. Haru inyin issa ligroin brachas habish le the tzorech. Va'av achas shenot the yodah v'amir sahab v'nivruch. Shem nifta v'afikoyim shachav la'aseba asa lechol. And then in Shem Dim Yotze Ein Zeshuv Atachad Rechman are fine. Right, the Gemara brachas over there. Agabonim, So Ramesh's tshuva is, I just read 2-3 lines of it. It's in Chedek Gimel Simen Samach Zayin. Where he answers the river. Ephraim also talks about it in Chedek Aleph Simen Resh Sadi Tesla is based. Agabarim, so by matzah, so it comes out that, I'm just going to sum it up, by Achilas matzah, you would eat it over again. By Afikoymin, it would depend if you benched or not, or if you ended your suda, whatever it's called, the end for you, Havlam v'nivrach, or washing into Mayim Achreinim. It would depend on that. And Koyrech, the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tav Ayin Hei, Sif Aleph, over there, the Mishmur says, the Mechaber, brings down the din of V'oichlam b'yachad, Haseba, you eat it with Haseba, and Let me see over there. Tav Ayin. Tav Ayin Hey Sif Aleph.
Women by Matzah.
What?
Women by Matzah.
Women, Bechal, they don't do Aseba. We're saying even the lady who does Aseba? Seems like she for sure be more Meikol. So what does Rishu say over here? By Zayin. Says by Aseba. Ayin Lov Sif Tav Ayin Beis Sif Zayin Va Gosham. L'chai by Korach also, by Korach, you also be, would you have to do it over again? By Korach, even though it's only the Rabbana. Chemach is Matzah, Lebracha, Chasuda. I think Korach also you would do, wait, do we do Aseba by, the Mechava says you do Aseba by Korach.
Yeah.
Right, we do. So, okay, let me double check that if by Karech we do it over again. So that's the dinam of Aseba. Tomorrow we'll continue with the dinam of the Dalakaisis. Have a wonderful day.